Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, April 16th. You'll be interested to know, 113 years ago, today in 1912, American aviator Harriet Quimby made history by becoming the first woman to successfully fly across the English Channel, piloting her French Bleriot monoplane through challenging weather conditions from Dover, England, to Hardelot, France, marking a significant achievement in aviation history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 33 degrees with 22 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:11 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today with a high near 52 and a breezy west wind around 16 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low around 38 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 8:15 with a high tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 43 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 58 and a west wind around 10 miles per hour. Thursday night will be mostly clear with a low around 37. Friday brings mostly sunny weather with a high near 63 and a southwest wind. A chance of rain showers returns Friday night with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 50. Saturday also has a chance of rain showers, mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 74. Saturday night, there is a slight chance of rain before 1 a.m. with a low around 48. Finally, Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 60 and a northwest wind. Sunday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 40. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a critically endangered North Atlantic right whale was spotted entangled in fishing gear while feeding in Cape Cod Bay this week. Researchers from the Center for Coastal Studies reported tracking this young male, who has been entangled since at least December of last year. Initially, the 5-year-old whale had multiple ropes and buoys caught around its upper jaw. The Marine Animal Entanglement Response Team spotted him on April 10th, managing to remove some gear, but not all. With only around 370 North Atlantic right whales remaining, researchers are concerned this entanglement could be deadly. Now on to sports. In an intense NBA play-in tournament matchup, the Warriors narrowly defeated the Grizzlies, with Jimmy Butler leading the charge, scoring 38 points in a thrilling 121-116 victory. The Grizzlies showed resilience, fighting hard until the final whistle. With this win, the Warriors will now face the Houston Rockets in the first round of the playoffs. Earlier in the day, the Magic dominated the Hawks, advancing smoothly to meet the Celtics. In local sports, last night in Tampa, the Sox triumphed over the Rays 7-4. Alex Bregman dazzled, going 5-for-5 with 2 homers and 4 RBIs, while Jarren Duran added a 2-run shot. Walker Buehler snagged the win. Diaz chipped in for the Rays, but Chapman's save secured it. The Sox are now 9-10. Tonight, the Sox take on the Rays in Tampa for the final game of this three-game series. Sean Newcomb, with an ERA of 4.97, faces Zach Littell and his ERA of 6.88. First pitch is at 7:05. Expect clear skies with a warm 78 degrees. Last night, the Bruins faced a tough overtime loss against the Devils, falling 5-4 at the Garden. David Pastrnak and Morgan Geekie each tallied a goal, but Brian Dumoulin's decisive overtime strike clinched it for New Jersey. The Bruins finished the season at 33-39-10, missing the playoffs and finishing last place in the Atlantic Division. And now the NBA playoffs are decided, and the Celtics will take on the Magic on Saturday afternoon at 3:30 for Game 1 of the East First Round. In top news, in spring 2023, Bernard Marentelli, a former London banker, aimed to take down the Texas Lottery by buying nearly every possible number combination for an upcoming drawing. With 25.8 million potential combinations and a jackpot of $95 million, they sought to maximize profits. Marentelli and his team set up operations in Texas using official ticket printing terminals to produce tickets rapidly. Their plan culminated in a jackpot win of $57.8 million, sparking outrage among state officials, who claimed the operation constituted the biggest theft from the people of Texas in the history of Texas. In business news, cloud-based design platform Figma has confidentially filed for an initial public offering in the United States, following the collapse of a $20 billion acquisition deal with Adobe. Antitrust regulators in Europe and Britain blocked this deal in December 2023, marking it as one of the largest failed acquisitions of a software startup. Last year, Figma was valued at $12.5 billion. Despite recent market volatility, which has caused many tech startups to delay their IPO plans, Figma remains cash flow positive and boasts clients like Adobe, Uber, Spotify, and Google. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% to about $84,000. Ethereum is down 3% to just under $1,600. And GOATSE's Maximus is down 8% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A new study suggests that at the quantum level, time might be flowing in reverse without our awareness. Researchers in England have discovered two arrows of time in open quantum systems, moving in opposite directions. This finding challenges our understanding of time's asymmetrical nature. The study indicates that as energy dissipates into the environment, time's flow is indicated by entropy, which always increases. Senior author Andrea Rocco emphasizes that while this theory does not imply time travel, it offers a fresh perspective on time's function in thermodynamics and the universe's creation, raising intriguing questions about our reality. And in entertainment news, Hollywood is facing a challenge as original movies struggle to attract audiences. Director Christopher Landon recently warned that it's really hard out there for an original movie, as his thriller Drop opened to an estimated $7.5 million. Similarly, Disney's The Amateur debuted at $15 million. Despite a push for original ideas, nearly every recent release based on fresh scripts has disappointed at the box office. The industry is still recovering from the pandemic, with many consumers preferring to wait for films to stream online rather than attend theaters. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Scottish author and reformer, Samuel Smiles. And he said, "Hope is like the sun, which, as we journey toward it, casts the shadow of our burden behind us." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.